I remember the recording of it. We were in the Bahamas at Chris Blackwell Island Records boss, and we were at Nassau in the Bahamas, the studio there. So everything was kind of, having a really hard time. It was kind of laid back and kind of almost horizontal. And True really was the first ballad that the band had ever recorded. And so we had this extremely laid-back thing. And the vocal for that was done, I think I was in Redbus Studios when I did the vocals for that in central London. But all the backing music was all recorded in the Bahamas. And I remember when we presented it to the record company, people going, wow, it's a ballad. Oh, this is great. I didn't think it was a single. It shows you how much I know about music.
You are joking.
No, I didn't think it was a single because it was so off the beaten track. When you think of Instinction, chart number one, cut long story short, and all of a sudden this is a ballad. It's like, oh, this is a bit strange, you know. And it was Simon Bates, you won't know, but he was one of the top DJs on Radio 1, BBC Radio 1. And he said, I've got the new Spanner Ballet album and the title track is True. And he said, I love this so much, I'm going to play it again. He played it twice and then said, if this is not a single, I'm going to eat my hat or whatever he did. And so we said, oh, okay, better be a single then. And it ended up being number one in 21 countries around the world. Yeah.
Massive.
And I'm still singing it today.
Of course.
And, I never get bored of singing it either because every audience is a different reaction. So, you get people, they remember their first kiss or the first dance at a wedding, and it kind of conjures up a lot of nice moments.
Have you worked out what it is about the song that really hits home to people?
It's sort of almost a kind of homage to Motown, Al Green. I'm not quite sure why. Gary wrote the song and it just has a vibe to it. It's just a kind of a laid back kind of sort of soul-y vibe. And it was a complete departure, as I said, from what the band had done previously, you know, because in a way, we were a band that could have gone down the Depeche Mode route, you know, just doing cut long story short, you know, and that kind of music all the time, four on the floor. So, but this was a big departure, yeah.
And do you remember the first time you ever heard it? Presumably Gary brought it to the band.
Yep. In a rehearsal studio somewhere. I couldn't tell you. Probably No Miss rehearsals would it have been No Miss? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So much goes on over the years, you can't remember where you were off the top.
And memorable performances of that song, is there, I mean, I know, as I say, you've done it hundreds and thousands of times, but is there one?
Probably the Royal Albert Hall when we first did it in 1983, because 6 years previous to that, I'd been to see Frank Sinatra. And I remember I met Frank Sinatra briefly and he said, you know, son, lovely to meet you. It's great to have some young people at the concert. And that's what I say now to young people. It's great to see you, you know. And I remember he said, you know, what do you do? I said, well, I'm at school, but I'm in a band. And one day I want to be a professional singer and my ambition to be at the Royal Albert Hall. And he said, well, son, you know, all the best and hope you fulfill your dreams. And then 6 years later, there I am singing True on the stage at Royal Albert Hall. So dreams do come true. It does happen for real.
Tony Hadley, it's been a real pleasure. Would you introduce the song for our listeners?
Well, this is the song that went to number one in 21 countries around the world. It is, of course, True by Spandau Ballet.